Proverbs 30, The Observations of Agur. These are the words of Agur, the son of Jacob. This is his message. The man declared to Ithiel and to Ukal, I am surely the most stupid man there is. I don't even have common sense. I have not learned true wisdom, but I do have knowledge about holy things. Who has gone up to heaven and come back down? Who can hold the wind in his fists? No one but God. Who can gather up the oceans in his robe? No one but God. Who has established the whole wide world? What is his name? Yahweh. And what is his son's name? Surely you know. Every word of God can be trusted. He protects those who come to him for safety. Do not add to his words. If you do, then he will rebuke you and expose you to be a liar. I am asking for just two things from you, O God. Don't withhold them from me before I die. Remove deceit and falsehoods far away from me, and don't make me either too rich or too poor. Just give me enough food for each day. If I have too much, then I might reject you. I might say, I don't acknowledge the always present one. Or if I am very poor, then I might steal. Then I would disgrace the name of my God. Do not say untrue things about a servant to his master. If you do, then he will curse you, and you will suffer for it. Some people curse their fathers, and they do not thank their mothers. Some people think that they themselves are so pure. However, they are not truly free from sin. Some people have such a proud look. They look down on others. Some people have teeth like swords. It is as if their jaws are full of knives. They want to eliminate the poor people from the earth. They want to get rid of the needy from the human race. Greed has two daughters, give me and give me. There are three things that are never satisfied. There are really four things that never say, I've had enough. These things are the cemetery, the childless mother, the land that never gets enough rain, and the blazing fire that never says, I've had enough. Don't make fun of your father. Don't refuse to obey your mother. If you do, then your eye will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley. You will be eaten by vultures. There are three things that are too amazing for me. There are really four things that I just don't understand. The way an eagle flies in the sky, the way a snake slides over a rock, the way a ship sails on the sea, and the way a man makes love to a virgin. This is the behavior of a woman who participates in adultery. She commits the sin and ignores it. Then she says, I haven't done anything wrong. There are three things that cause the earth to quake. There are really four things that it cannot endure. When a servant becomes a king, when a fool is full of food, when a bitter woman gets married, and when a servant girl replaces her mistress. There are four creatures on earth that are small, nevertheless they are very clever. Ants are a population that is not strong, nevertheless they store up their food in the summer. Rock badgers are not powerful creatures, nevertheless they can live among the rocks. Locusts have no king, nevertheless they all move out in formation. And you can catch a lizard with your hands. Nevertheless, it sneaks into the palaces of a king. There are three things that strut proudly. There are really four creatures that walk as if they are very important. Lions are the mightiest among the animals. They won't retreat from anything. Roosters and male goats strut about, and so does a king when his army is around him. If you have been foolish by being proud, or if you planned evil, then cover your own mouth. Churning cream produces butter. Twisting noses causes them to bleed, and stirring up anger causes strife.